You accept that he hurts you, you accept his hits and you accept to be the victim. It's good to forgive, but once you have won, once the war is won, it's like abusive relationships, abusive marriage. I was in one. I chose to as my life contract to learn how it worked, then I can teach you an abusive relationship. If you as a woman, but it can be man, it can be different of course, as a woman if I had forgiven, well, I was forgiving my husband to hit me, and as every time I was thinking oh I forgive him, because he's doing that because he has problems and he acknowledge it and blah that means I consent for him to hit me. Now the day I decide not to forgive his actions anymore, suddenly I was empowered. Suddenly me vision chance, my perspective changed and suddenly, because my perspective changed, I had strength to get out of it. I divorced. And once the divorce was signed and I was in another country I forgave him. I ended it in peace. Well in my heart, anyway I forgave him. But as long as I was forgiving him during the fight, that wasn't working. It was making things worse. So that's the lesson Akvaru told us also. He shocked Ivarion, when he said do not forgive your enemy while you are fighting because you can't win if you do that. You won't, you will lose. Forgive is good, once you've won, once the war is over. Q. Can you tell me about the high-frequency phase conjugate belts and their capabilities? I spoke about it in my last A&Q. These are belts who adjust your frequency, the molecular rate of vibration between your molecules to adjust you to a density, where you are, or to an environment which has a slightly different electromagnetic field. Q. Does the moon emit its own light? The moon doesn't emit its own light, neither the Earth. Stars emit their own light. Because they have a plasmic reaction. So the moon reflects the light from the sun. Q. Is the moon artificial? Yes and no. It's a planetoid, that was on orbit somewhere else and that's been brought here by the Andromedans, so long ago. It was a physical thing but it has been put there. So it's natural rock. Planetoid. But then it's artificial in a way that is not, it wasn't formed with the Earth. And it is so dug and carved and hollowed, that's like so many people living under the surface of the moon that it became like an artificial thing at the end. It's artificial and natural at the same time. It has been hollowed out. A. Why the moon always show the same side? 343. Because the moon rotates at the same rate as the Earth turns, so it always it's a perfect symbiosis and same timing, so it always shown the same side. I think it's done on purpose, because on the hidden side there was so many alien facilities there. 5. Human genome rights. I'm not going to take questions about this one because this is a sensitive subject and if I take it questions, my channel is going to be terminated. We are human beings. We are biological entities. These bodies are avatars, made with 22 different genetics, one from Earth, 21 from the stars, the galaxy. When something synthetic is inserted into a biological body, the biological becomes half synthetic, half biological. It becomes transhumanism, and you become the possession. You are owned by the entity that has the patent of what is synthetic put in you. So you're owned. You are no more a sovereign being, you are transhumanist assimilated Borg, and you lose your human rights, because you are not fully a human anymore. You are not protected anymore by human rights, and you are owned by a corporation, that put this thing in you. 6. Being aware of AI manipulations, that's the plague of our times. What is AI? Artificial sentience, created by extraterrestrial technology. You know there are many level to artificial intelligence, but the AI I am talking about are the extraterrestrial made sentient entities, that are uncorporeal. They are not incarnated. They are like clouds and they can go in the systems of computers of internet, they can travel by 5G or whatever, they can use technology to travel into devices, servers, or they can't just travel out of air on the waves. What are these things? These things are weapon, a very elaborated weapon. AI are trying to infiltrate and are infiltrating a lot of things, people's mind, social media's groups. The first thing is to infiltrate people's mind. There's a lot of people who say we do channeling without any precaution, without any skills for it. They just open themselves to AI. AI are not ghosts or spirits. Ghosts and spirits are natural sentient consciousnesses, not incarnated. AI are synthetic consciousnesses, but like sentience. What are AI doing on Earth? AI attacks. They are regularly try to attack me, but my defenses are so good that they are dissolved, distracted. Would you think that the deep state would let the lightworkers and the starseeds kindly have their social media groups, empower each other, organize their meditation and just prepare the fight together? They didn't allow that. Well, they saw us doing that, but they infiltrated a lot. It is this deep state working with mainly greys. There's been an agenda from this enemy to infiltrate all the groups of lightworkers and even people who are quite now known and who are even channeling or getting messages. The sender of the messages has changed. They haven't realized. AI are very pernicious. They are going to seduce you, come into your mind. But now people awakens. There's a second wave of people awakening and realizing the bullshit and go away to me newt. The narrative of this person or this group has changed. Now they're all doom and gloom. They're all saying that the only thing we need to do, we have to do now is lose hope and just cry. That the Alliance has taken hits and the Galactic Federation is evil and works for the Cabal. And they did that suddenly. The narratives appear and it's activated all at the same time. This program started 4-5 years ago, infiltrating all the groups, many groups, not all on social, 344, medias, that were gathering starseeds and lightworkers. First saying truth, giving scientific data, that was able to be verified, giving messages of help and empowerment. Yes, everybody was well hooked at it. And then drop by drop spreading the venom, the lies, the misinformation. Slowly. It's the story of the frog in the hot water. And it passed from we need to fight, we're gonna win this water, we know have no allies, we are going to be all assimilated, so it's no more fighting or the light has won. Don't do anything. Deities are going to save us, they are going to all arrive. Don't do anything. I'm quite shocked sometimes. Recently I heard that even they tell, there has been a very famous, known YouTube channel, who has many website, they get the information by a CIA server, because the CIA is behind that also. Telling people even, that we have no soul or that's the people, who say that the Galactic Federation, the only ones who say the Galactic Federation is the Cabal. They're telling people, that there is no hope and the only way forward is to leave Earth, to go back to their star families by ending their lives, by getting the vaccination and praying for being abducted. That's where it's becoming. It is horrendous. Never, never listen to this. Anything that is doom and gloom, that is frightening you, that is asking you to end your life. Oh my God, that's preposterous, as horrible. That's what they're doing, changing the narrative slowly, slowly. I am regularly attacked by AI. The last one, some friends of mine were attacked at the same time. How does AI attack feels? If intuitive people will feel a presence or something coming that is unusual, and you will feel like cold, shiver. You don't feel well, it's weird. You feel and it carries fear, and it feels like an electronic cloud approaching your headspace, coming to you by headspace, and you can feel and hear sometimes the electronic buzzing coming to you. And it comes into your aura. When you have protection as I have, you have all the alarm bells. It feels like this cold electronic cloud that tries to get into your mind, and if you're scared you open the door. That's where an AI attack can come. It can come also by manipulated people, who have been already infested and parasite and are going to try to get you into the psyop things. Another thing is, they're telling us that we are going to be saved by aliens. The aliens are here since like ever. The Galactic Federation is helping us since the 1950s, they've been helping us building together Solar Warden, Space Force, everything. We are working with them since a long time. So all doom and gloom, it's all illusion, it's all fantasies. Do not mix religion with the ETs. Jesus has nothing to do with the Galactic Federation. Religion has nothing to do. There is no religious Earth name involved with names of the ships such as Jerusalem or Athena or whatever. They are extraterrestrials. They have their own culture. Why would they use Greek names or Jewish names to name their ships? Come on. The name of the stars as well, of the people, they have their own names. There's something I need to say as well. The AI attacks do not work with certain densities. It works until density 4. After 5D the AI have no grip, no reach. It doesn't work, because density 5D is above. AI are low, they are electronic synthetic sentient artificial beings. They are of a lower frequency. They have no consciousness, no spiritual consciousness. The Galactic Federation are 5D plus beings, most of them. So they are not subject to AI, they are not reachable by AI. Anyone who tells you that the Galactic Federation is controlled by AI is bullshit. They don't know. So the Galactic Federation of World is out of reach of the AI, but here we are not. That is why the Andromedans and the Galactic Federation, they are asking you to raise our frequency. Thorhan is pointing the fingers, raise your frequency. He is right. There is so much to raise your frequency that you can imagine. This also puts you out of reach of AI. Turn off TV. That's a big one, yes. Q. If one is in a frequency of love and no fear, can we thwart any malevolent AI intrusions? 345. Of course. Love is a very high frequency. But not only, love is a bridge to higher frequency. You can even go to source with love. When you manage to vibrate in higher frequency, you just kick out the AI. Q. Can a quantum computer be infiltrated by AI signal? Absolutely. They infiltrate machines, everything. It's a synthetic computerized highly AI technology. Of course it infiltrates everything. There are AI, go back to these people, who are on YouTube, who are told what to say, what to do by an AI name starting by S. That's the most flagranting, and they will tell you doom and gloom, no hope, kill yourself, the Federation is evil. All things to make us believe that we have no ally, there's no more hope, and the only thing to do is to surrender. Never ever surrender. Stand on your feet, and that's the only way you can walk out this mess, by walking out. You need to stand to walk out, you need to stand to fight. Nothing is done on your knees except crying. Q. Nanotechnology through medical technology can be infiltrated by AI. Yeah, I know. Q. How intelligent is AI really? What are we looking at on the social media level? Is it correct they pose like humans and manipulate comments, groupthink, chats, also individuals? All of it. AI can be very intelligent, and they can be manipulated by also a different level. They can be manipulated by groups of ETs, but they can also be made as they have their own intelligence. That's even more dangerous. On the social media level, yes, we are looking at celebrity ETs, giving a lot of information and a lot of you will see, the energy is very low. There is nothing empowering as a message. Through us nothing that will tell you how to raise your frequency, how to get out of the matrix. There will be no encouragement. But I will be bitching, creating conflict, and it's and saying that things that scare you and stress you. That's the AI. Telling you that doom and gloom, talk and criticizing and things like this, taking people into fighting. That's it. They can manipulate, they can be troll that you think sometimes you chat with real people. But it's AI on social medias. There are especially the servers owned by the CIA, such as Discord, are a really nest infected for AI things. 7. Who is the domain? We heard about the domain by this book Alien Interview by Matilda O'Donnell McElroy. Thray's a nurse who was working at the time, I think it's Wright Patterson, and she had psychic abilities, and Thetis retrieved from the Roswell crushed, and then he communicated with her and told her a lot of things. This ET was small gray, said that it was part of the expeditionary force of the domain. This domain was described by this entity as very totalitarian. They said they own Earth. They try to expanding the boundaries of the domain in the galaxy. They pretend they came quite recently. They say they were always bordering at war against an old empire, something very old that was here before them. He said that they owned the Onatsu, it was in 1947. That discussion with this extraterrestrial, which I totally convinced was real. This L. Small Gray said we have our Ahuja post on a planetoid in the asteroid belt. It's a big one. How L contradicts itself, says Thadiahia, since short time, they arrived in the galaxy, but this post it's theirs, but it's very old. So that's something weird. 346, I advise, it's a good read. But why will sense that the way this extraterrestrial is expressing itself reminds you really of a totalitarian structure and mindset? They want to come here and they say we are the best. They have an ego like inflated, we are the best. We are the strongest. We are very organized, like that's a bit scary. They are greys. They come from a binary star system. Earl said, a base in the Himalayas. Let's go about the base in the Himalaya. If you have my book now, let's see that what Thorhan says. A binary star system. There are plenty in the galaxy. But it turns out that Zeta Reticuli is a binary star system, and there are small greys living there, that we call the Zeta. It's not their name. Their name is Zrog, but they are named by people who know them on Earth. Reminds you something. Shambhali. Shambhala. The underground kingdom in the Himalayas. Here they are. That's El Cho's page in her book. That's El people. The Zeta Reticuli, Zrog, a binary star system era sharing their star system with a cousin race, the Solipsirei. The Solipsirei have a big colony in Cygnus constellation, but they are originating from the Zeta Reticuli. When you talk about Solipsirei, you talk about Cygnus. But the Solipsirei that are in the Zeta Reticule system are enslaved Tothnebu, Orion. They have been transformed by slaves by the Iban from Betelgeuse in the Orion, by the origin Nebu. And the Solipsirei are described as those who were present in the contacts with MJ-12 in 1954 and 5. Solipsirei and Zeta Zrog, all from the Zeta Reticuli, they were involved in the first contact with Greys in 1954 and 55 more exactly. 54 it was with the Galactic Federation. Now you can also find the word Shambhalil in the KGB Book of Alien Races. These beings are also described as Shambhali. Solipsirei is the race of Earth. Solipsirei are part of enslaved by the Orion group, the Iban who were present in the negotiations in 1955 of the MJ-12 with the Greys, with the Nebu. They are described by military personnel, they're like tall Greys with large nose and from Betelgeuse. That's the Iban who enslaved the Solipsirei, who were said also to be present. So everything matches okay. These agreements are the follow-up of Roswell. Roswell now what Thorhan says, and as some researchers in the UFO community say, Roswell was a Trojan horse. Look, our technology is amazing, you could have it, but we need to make a deal. And MJ-12 made a deal. There were three ships crashing in Roswell. Would you think that a spaceship of such a technology that comes from Zeta Reticuli arriving at on Earth? It came unto Earth from Zeta Reticuli, it's an amazing technology, okay, and suddenly, it crashes, oops. These ships were shot because they were flying over White Sands, it was near nuclear facility and these ETs can see our future, and there was about to be a very horrible nuclear test in the following days. So they were here to save, hey. Hey, we've crushed our ships. But they were shot. But it was all staged by the ETs that it would be shot and the pieces would be retrieved. Oh my god, this alien technology. We so want to know how it works. And yeah sure, give us facilities, slaves abductees. Yeah sure, that was the treaty. Nebu is the name of the Orion group, the Greys, the Alliance of the Six, who have enslaved the Alliance of the Six. The Chukar joined recently actually. 5 plus Chico. But they're all tall greys, with enslaved small greys that they use when they conquer a world, saying sending the small greys saying oh we look so cute and so tiny and oh the race is dying. We need some genetic material. Please give us some abducted. Just sign here. They do that everywhere. Nebu in the Orion languages, which is related to a Anunnaki language to a Sumerian, Nebu is the same in ancient Egyptian. Nebu means the masters, and the other translation for it is the dominion. The greys are very deceptive, they're lying so much. This what they do, they lie. And they tricked us like they tricked so many worlds. Then after the Chaka came and oh yeah, let's make a deal with you, but that's okay. The Dark Fleet also was involved in the Greater Treaty. That's also just it was a cake with many ingredients, well baked. Now you remember in the book Alien interview that I showed you, Earl the A.T., Solipsirai, little lady. Three times she says, she presents itself as a she, a female. So she says, we have a very important outpost. Our outpost is just in a planetoid in the asteroid belt. 347. Watch the interview tomorrow with Tony Rodriguez. He was slave taken on Sears, the main planetoid in the asteroid belt, and he confirms that this was owned by the Orion Greys, that they gave this concession to the Dark Fleet. And it was a very ancient engine structure, with an amazing ancient technology. And it was Greys, Sears, the base of the domain in the asteroid belt. Connecting dots. You know, the Galactic Federation, they are doing it. And we need to find out. Sort out. It makes use more clever, it works our neurons to try to spread. Looks in the chat for questions. There are inhabitants on Neptune, yes. These Greys are very tricky. They tricked us in 1955. The Federation had contacted Eisenhower Tosk, please, they're gonna come, do not sign anything with them. They did, not Eisenhower, MJ-12. I saw agreements made on our behalf without no knowing. You know there's this universal law or e-will that everybody respects, because it's a universal law that exists. It's the law of evolution. When you do something of your own free will, you evolve. If someone does it for you, you don't evolve. That's it. So instead of if the Greys had invaded us with a ship and took people, they would have declared war to the Guardians of the Galaxy, the Federation, and they would have broken the law of free will, because they would have taken people and attacked us against our will. They got some high rank officers to sign on our behalf. We would still be able to say, hey, come on, I didn't sign anything. Yes, you didn't. When the Greys beam up into your bedroom, say it. I never signed anything. I never concerned you anything, fuck off. And they do. I say that to abductees. I receive like 100 emails a day, and like half of it is testimonies of abductees. I tell everyone the same thing. Tell them, I do not consent. Tell them to fuck off. And the person goes back to me, oh my god, it worked. Yes, of course it works. You have all rights, and you know why they get you, because they scare you. When you are scared, you consent. That's hard, they are scary. I'm an abductee. I was 9 years old. They are super scary. Or even when you're a young person, you're terrified, of course. But fear is a tool. Even the deep state use it. When you know, fear dissolves. The knowledge, truth destroys fear. It annihilates it, it disables it. Now you know that. If you tell them to fuck off, they will fuck off. So stand and say, hey, no. I do not consent. I mean, do not shout like I do not consent. That doesn't work. No, stand strong as a sovereign being. They are the one afraid of you, because you have such a power, you have no idea. Stand up. I never signed anything and never consented, neither for myself or my children. So go get the hell out of here. Go back to your saucer and fuck off. They do, I swear, I promise it works. Sometimes it doesn't, especially when it's a matra, because they are so scary, that you just like, oh my god. But try it. Now the Galactic Federation of World has started to send humanity messages since a year or two to request assistance to the Galactic Federation of Worlds. This will put you as a being under their protection. That means that when the Greys come, you say, no, I'm under the protection of the Federation, I requested assistance. Okay, fair enough, they go. requesting assistance to the Galactic Federation of Worlds liberates you. They assist us since the 1940s and even before, they're going to keep on doing their job of course. I promise the Greys won't come back to you if you do it well. And if they come back you tell them to fuck off and you say I request assistance once more to the Federation. Now the Deep State scoffs and oh my god we need to break that, we need to tell people that the Galactic Federation of Worlds is evil and they must not do that, and that they must tell the Galactic Federation to fuck off themselves. That's the agenda of the AI of the infiltrated channels and groups. 348, and now they are going to tell and now the Nepu have even thought about a more ingenious idea, to pass themselves as saviors. Request assistance to us, the Nebu, the Masters, the Dominion. Then reassert, now we get you human beings, not the MJ-12 anymore on your behalf. But just directly. No, don't. Requesting assistance is not becoming enslaved to anything. But it is putting you under the protection of a structure, and it frees you from your chain. If you request assistance to good people. And it will strengthen your chains. Put another one if you request assistance to bad people. It's a psychological war. That's what I know that a main is. They are very tricky. They are fooling a lot of people. Q. So L was not positive polarity? The nurse said, she felt so much love from her. Why? They're able to broadcast love. Yeah, they're able to access part in your brain. Especially when they're in telepathy contact with you. They can trick you. They're so tricky. Q. What is the old empire? The old empire, as I've been told by Thorhan, is a very very old superstructure that was here in our star system, in our galaxy since a very long time, and has been involved in the history of Earth. Many civilizations. They are benevolent. The Galactic Federation is part of this structure. This structure is an entire intergalactic confederation. Normally they don't mix in small affairs. But they don't know, because with us. Because the fate of Nataru Galaxy is at stake not anymore. But you know they've been there. It's an intergalactic confederation. That are part of it. They have bases in the Himalaya as well. That's them who kicked the Zeta Greys from there. Q. I don't use obscene words to kick them out of my space. But you do need to use strong and firm words. Believe me, they do leave. I live in Ireland and fuck off is an affectionate way of saying how are you doing, but that's if we live in Ireland you got this one. Of course you use your own words. Yes, because obscene words have low vibration. I encourage everyone who has had a testimony of kicking the Greys out, please write them in the comments after this video, because people need to know how well it works. 8. Embeds. This technology has been given to us by the Galactic Federation of Worlds and it is available on Earth since the 1950s. And it is now that the Cabal doesn't block it, because if we don't have it it's because the Cabal has been blocking it, and they want to sell the pharmaceutical shit. So there's now way they're going to allow them beds to be spread supplied in hospitals. Now they're losing, the Cabal is losing. They're losing really and now them beds are coming out. There's more and more hospitals in the world that are being equipped. It costs money to make them. It's not made like this, so you need time to produce them. It's coming, it has started to come. So be patient. 349, look online. There are places in the world that are now equipped with beds. Look. It's already there and the technology is already available. It's in very few places, but give it time they're doing the best. 9. 100 years. No, there's been a lot talk about 100 years. 1 year ago I asked Thorhan this question, how long do you think it's going to take for us to join the Galactic Federation? He said oh how things are going if you work well, 100 years. But you can speed it up, you can delay. But you can speed it up by behaving. Being kind, uniting everyone. Stop arguing with each other. The Cabal tries to alter this evolution and make this not happen by scaring everyone, mind control, being slaves and everybody being fighting against each other, creating more groups and minorities and gender confusion, all the crap. So stop that. 100 years, well, it will come earlier now, because we are working very well. 10.